Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 31st through August 6th, 2010. Israeli settlers and military continue their attacks on Palestinian communities in the West Bank as the United States pushes for the start of direct talks between Israel and the Palestinians. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in Bil'in, Na'lin, and Irtas. The villagers of Na'lin near Ramallah in the West Bank organized their weekly non-violent protest Friday at noon. This week's activity was dedicated to commemorate the death of Yusuf Amira, who was killed by Israeli troops in 2008 during a non-violent protest in the village. The villagers managed to hold their prayers on the land slated for confiscation for the sake of building the wall. Following the prayer, protesters carried Amira's photos and waved Palestinian flags as they marched towards the construction site. Israeli troops present there fired a number of tear gas canisters at them, causing dozens of them to choke. In the nearby village of Bil'in, the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the village organized the weekly march against the construction of the wall on Friday at noon. The march started after the Friday prayer and moved towards the land Israel is building the wall on. Marchers carried Palestinian flags and banners calling for Palestinian internal unity and for the cessation of all settlement activities in the West Bank. The villagers of Bil'in were accompanied by a group of international and Israeli peace activists and at least 80 youth from a summer camp from the village of Farha near Salfit. As the crowd arrived near the construction site of the wall, Israeli troops showered them with a hail of tear gas canisters and fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets. Clashes erupted later between youth and the soldiers. Eyewitnesses said that troops also fired some kind of black rubber balls that caused bruises to those who were hit by them. A number of protesters were also wounded as a result of inhaling the tear gas and were treated by field medics. Also on Friday, the villagers of Irtas, west of Bethlehem, organized their weekly march against the construction of the wall on their land. Dozens of citizens, accompanied by international supporters, marched through the village to the construction site of the wall. Local sources said Israeli troops operating in the area were taping the march. The marchers waved Palestinian flags and banners condemning the building of the wall on the farmers' lands. Awad Abu Swai, spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Irtas village, spoke to the crowd calling for unity among the Palestinians in order to face the Israeli measures of land confiscation and the construction of the wall. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says the Palestinian Authority does want to start direct talks with Israel, but the problem lies in the Israeli side. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority's Prime Minister Salam Fayyad called for allowing the Palestinian Authority to have control over border crossings in Gaza. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Erekat maintains that if Israel agrees to stopping all settlements construction in the occupied West Bank and to working out a solution based on the 1967 borders, then the PA would have no problem starting direct peace talks with Israel. The Palestinian official also believes that current Israeli propaganda that the Palestinians are reluctant to start such talks is merely untrue and that Israel has ever delayed going into such negotiations. Washington has been relentlessly mediating between the two sides since late 2008, when the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks stalled. Israel is expected to lift a temporary freeze of 2 months to construction in major West Bank settlement blocks. Many voices within the Israeli cabinet agreed to the freeze and wanted Palestinians to start direct talks soon. So far, Washington has not been able to influence Israel to change position regarding the settlement activities, which are dubbed illegal by international law. At the internal Palestinian level, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad called for allowing the Palestinian Authority to have control over border crossings in Gaza. The call came as Israel continues border closure of Gaza for 3 years now. Recently, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has hinted at the possibility that Israel would consider disengaging from Gaza once and for all and requesting international forces to guard Gaza-Israel border lines. Currently, the Islamic Hamas Party is in control. Currently, the Islamist Hamas Party is in control of the Gaza Strip, and PA loyal security forces have been ousted from the territory by Hamas since June 2007. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza. We'll be right back.
Israel assassinates a commander in Al-Qassam Brigade, and settler violence against Palestinian livelihoods continues. I'm EMC's Brian Ennis with the details.
This past week, the Israeli military invaded Palestinian communities 36 times all across the occupied territories. During these invasions, they abducted 27 civilians, including 11 children. Also this week, Israeli Central Court in Jerusalem approved the expulsion of 60 Palestinian families from the northern suburbs of Jerusalem because they hold Palestinian Authority ID cards. The 60 families are composed of 500 individuals. Wednesday, August 4th, the Israeli military killed a Palestinian resistance fighter when a drone attacked a number of fighters in the southern Gaza Strip near Khan Yunis. On Monday morning, Israeli forces moved into the Al-Baqa area in the east of Hebron. They proceeded to destroy plantings and irrigation belonging to Bedrin Bader Jaber. The military also beat most of Mr. Jaber's family as they protested the destruction of their property. They arrested his son and brother-in-law. This is the fourth attack on the family in the last 10 months. Also on